Welcome to the Afterglow podcast. My name is Madison White and I've been a Swiftie since the Lover era. In the first official episode of the podcast, we will be discussing all things related to Red Taylor's version. I will tell you all the story of what I was doing when it was announced, what songs I'm excited for, and I will also break down the lyrics of my favorite song on Red. For future episodes, I would like to start doing Q&As on my Instagram, which basically would be where I post a form on my story and you ask me questions I will answer on the podcast. So, without further ado, let's start the episode. So I feel like everyone always has this sort of magical story of what they were doing when Taylor makes an announcement, and that is almost never the case for me. When Folklore was announced, I actually didn't have Twitter, so I found out literally most likely sitting in my bedroom reading a book. Like, it was literally 3:30 p.m. that day when I found out. And then when Evermore was announced, I did have Twitter, and I was actually nearing the end of a math test because I was doing online school at that time. And believe me, I didn't care about that math test after I heard about Evermore. So, naturally, when Red Taylor's version was announced, I was doing the dishes. Yeah. So that Friday was a very busy day for me because I actually had a pack to go away for the weekend, make Father's Day cards, shower, and do my chores. So I got a Twitter notification on my phone and it said it was from Taylor Swift and it looked like an announcement. But I originally thought it was fake because I've actually gotten tricked like that before where it'll say it's a tweet under the Taylor Swift topic, but it's not actually Taylor Swift who posted it. So obviously, it was not fake, and my initial reaction was actually a mix of joy, but also disappointment, and I'll explain why. So, out of all the 5 albums that Taylor can re-record, Red is probably my least favorite, and Fearless would be my second least favorite. I listened to Red last out of all her albums, so I guess I just never really loved the album per se. And additionally, I was also convinced that Taylor would announce either Speak Now or 1989 or even her debut album. So I was just a little disappointed because I feel like I saw all the Easter eggs for Red Taylor's version, but I didn't really want to believe it because I was really hoping she was going to drop 1989 or Speak Now. But then I realized that I would be able to jam out to We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Taylor's version, in a few months. So ultimately, I was really happy about the announcement. Next, I'd like to talk about which songs I'm excited for on Red Taylor's version and which song I will be listening to first. Now, starting off with the songs that I've always loved on Red, I would have to say I'm most excited for, and this is in no particular order, Red, the title track, the popular singles, including I Knew You Were Trouble, 22, and We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, All Too Well, Stay, 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 and Everything Has Changed, featuring Ed Sheeran. Now, before I reveal my favorite song on Red, which I will be doing later in the podcast, I want to tell you all how excited I am to hear the original popular singles from Red, but with Taylor's current voice. Ever since I heard that Red was announced, all I can think about is her saying, "We are never ever getting back together. Like ever." But hearing it now, after she has obviously lived through that whole album, and is also in a healthy relationship, I feel like it makes the song almost more special now. And the same goes for all the other re-recordings. Taylor has the opportunity to revisit her old songs, but with a new perspective that she didn't have when she wrote it. For example, she didn't know when she was writing All Too Well that it would become a massive hit with her fans. She didn't know that 1989 would go on to become one of the biggest pop albums in music history. And I think it's amazing that we get to hear these songs for the first time again, but with a fresh perspective on things. That being said, the song that I am choosing to listen to first on Red Taylor's version is Stay, Stay, Stay. Stay, Stay, Stay is, I could argue, a very cute song. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It's very fun and upbeat, and it's a song I would listen to if I was in a good mood, and I just wanted to, for lack of a better word, and pun intended, stay in that good mood. And I just think that it would be the perfect song to start with because it's the song that I'm most excited for in Red Taylor's version, and I think it'll put me in the mood to listen to the album. Finally time for me to reveal what song is my absolute favorite song on Red. Now, if you didn't already notice, my favorite song on Red has to be Stay, Stay, Stay. Stay, Stay, Stay is essentially Taylor's idea of a near-perfect relationship. A relationship where, instead of breaking up, the couple is able to work things out together. The line, and I quote, "I was expecting some dramatic turn away, but you stayed," end quote, shows that Taylor expects relationships to be hard and filled with tough moments, but in this particular dream scenario, the couple has a perfect connection. This next verse I'm going to read perfectly blends Taylor's reality with her imagination. Taylor writes, and I quote, "Before you, I've only dated self-indulgent takers who took all of their problems out on me. But you carry my groceries, and now I'm always laughing, and I love you because you have given me no choice but to stay, stay, stay," end quote. This reiterates the idea that the song is purely based in Taylor's imagination of what she would want in a perfect relationship, while also stating what she expects from her past experience in relationships. Next, I want to break down the bridge of the song. I'm now going to read the bridge for those of you who don't know it word for word like I do. Taylor writes, and I quote, "You took the time to memorize me, my fears, my hopes and dreams, I just like hanging out with you, all the time. All those times that you didn't leave, it's been occurring to me, I'd like to hang out with you, for my whole life," end quote. My interpretation of the bridge is that this is the kind of guy that Taylor wants to marry. Like, I interpret the last line as a literal marriage proposal to the kind of guy that really cares about his girlfriend through the ups and downs and the good, the bad, the ugly, and sickness and in health. It's especially something that Taylor has expressed in her songs, this sort of idea of, like, anybody that's associated with her is also going to be associated in all the drama that comes with being a high-profile celebrity. Like, in her song I Know Places, she talked about that, hiding from the paparazzi. But I think that the person that she's talking about in this song is essentially someone that will stick by her through the tough times. Basically, Taylor is trying to tell us that this is her idea of the perfect connection. And lastly, my favorite part of this whole song has to be at the end when Taylor laughs and says, and I quote, "It's so fun." In the future, I want to do a Q&A section of the podcast where I post questions on my Instagram story and answer them on the next podcast episode. My Instagram is at Madison31505. That's at MADISON31505, no capital letters. Now, since I don't have a following, I will be answering the only question I got on my Instagram story, which is, what is your favorite song on Red Taylor's version? Now, I know what you're thinking. Yes, I just answered this question. Kind of. So in the last segment of the podcast, I answered the question, what is your favorite song on Red? But this question is asking me about my favorite song on Red Taylor's version. And the answer to that would probably be, I really don't know. While I'm expecting that my favorite song will remain the same, it could be different because there are a number of vault tracks on Red Taylor's version that we have never heard. For example, before Fearless Taylor's version came out, my favorite song on the album was Forever and Always. However, after Fearless Taylor's version came out, Forever and Always was still my favorite, but Mr. Perfectly Fine was a close second. Like, literally, it could be tied for first because it's such a good song. So, to answer this question, I would have to say I really don't know yet what my favorite song on Red Taylor's version is, but I'm guessing it will remain Stay, Stay, Stay. Now it's time for the recap section of the podcast, where I do a recap of all the things we talked about today. I start out by telling you all the story of what I was doing when Red Taylor's version was announced and my initial reaction to the announcement. Next, we discussed which songs I'm excited for on Red Taylor's version and which song I will be listening to first. After that, I did a breakdown of the lyrics to my favorite song on Red, which is Stay, Stay, Stay. And finally, I took to my Instagram and answered the question, what is my favorite song on Red Taylor's version? Hello, podcast. This is me jumping into the end. This is completely unscripted, but there's a few things I wanted to mention just for the first episode. Originally, I had planned to pre-record 5 episodes for this podcast, and that unfortunately did not work out. Because I am on a tight schedule, I am recording this the week before I go on vacation, and the week after I go on vacation is the week that the podcast will be out. So, I originally had the plan of pre-recording 5 episodes, and that did not happen, so I'm not sure how the upload schedule will be. I am planning on having an episode out every week regardless, but school could get in the way of that. And life could get in the way of that. I really don't know what's gonna happen. But just for your information, I am planning on uploading the first episode on August 13th, maybe around 3 p.m. I'm not sure because it has to be after I get home from school. I will be uploading podcast episodes every Friday for the first season of the podcast. I might take breaks here and there for like Christmas break and things like that. But that's what my posting schedule should look like. And as for the length of the podcast, basically I scripted the podcast, not accounting for how fast I talk, because I do talk very fast sometimes. And the podcast was originally supposed to be maybe 30 minutes long, and it's probably going to end up being 15 minutes long each time, which is fine because it doesn't need to be super long. That's not my intention with the podcast. But I just want to let you all know that the podcast will most likely end up being 15 minutes. And another thing I wanted to just add, this is completely unscripted, like I said. Number one, I am not a professional. I am in school. I have other priorities. I record the podcast on my phone and I write the script on my iPad. And I also have to ad-lib in between because I don't want it to sound too scripted. So, it takes a lot of work, and I'm not a professional. And the other thing I wanted to add was, if the podcast somehow doesn't sound completely cohesive, it's because I recorded the whole podcast on the Anchor app, which is the app that I'm gonna use to upload it. And when I tried to cut out parts that I messed up, the Anchor app actually messed up my clips and put them in the wrong order. So, most of the podcast, which I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being every part except the intro and the outro, is going to be re-recorded on my Voice Memos app and then imported into the podcast. So if for some reason it sounds odd, that's why. But I just basically wanted to hop in here and give a update on that because I think that you all need to know what's going on with the podcast because honestly, I'm planning on having at least a couple episodes pre-recorded before the second episode comes out, but I really don't know what's going to happen at this point. So basically what you can take from this is I plan to post every Friday, but it could vary. So thank you. Here's the outro. Well, that's it for today's first official episode of The Afterglow, a Taylor Swift podcast. In the next week's episode, I will be talking about the songs that deserved music videos. I am so excited for this episode because I get to talk about my favorite Taylor Swift song ever, which is Getaway Car. Be sure to tune in next Friday at 3 p.m. for the new episode of the podcast. You can follow my podcast on Twitter at TheAfterglowPod, and my Q&A questions will be posted on my Instagram at Madison31505. The podcast can be streamed on multiple platforms, including Anchor and Spotify. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and as Taylor would say, stay beautiful.